Think of it as a big laboratory where new water technology is tested. The EPA's Testing and Evaluation Center, right next to the Metropolitan Sewer District, played host to a group of people who wanted to figure out better ways to solve their water problems. Richard Seeline is with the Texas Water Cluster Initiative.
You kind of see around the country who's doing what cool things with technology.
Cincinnati's water cluster called Confluence is doing a lot of cool things with technology and is leveraging its expertise to become a world water leader, solve global problems, and make money. The EPA hosted the two-day meeting that concluded with a tour of this test facility. Jeff Moeller with the Water Environment Research Foundation is glad more communities are forming water clusters to solve problems by using technology.
You know, just a couple of years ago, it seemed like there was only two or three in the U.S. and Canada. And now at this meeting that was organized by EPA, we had about 15 different organizations. So it's great to see the growth.
The EPA is making it easier for Greater Cincinnati innovators to quickly commercialize their technology by removing regulation barriers that in the past would have delayed projects for as much as 15 years. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.